Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
A study has found that adults with SMA type 2 and 3 tend to report a low prevalence of non-motor symptoms. However, some of these symptoms, such as swallowing difficulties, falling, or swelling of the legs, are reported more frequently by people with SMA than by those without the disease. The study was called Patient Reported Prevalence of Non-Motor Symptoms is Low in Adult Patients Suffering from 5Q-SMA. It was published in Frontiers in Neurology. SMA comprises a group of neurodegenerative disorders characterized by the gradual loss of motor neurons in the spinal cord, and this leads to muscle weakness and wasting. The disease is normally caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene, which provides instructions for making the SMN protein that is essential for motor neuron survival. Although the majority of symptoms associated with SMA are motor impairments, recent studies revealed that the disorder may also interfere with other systems in the body that are unrelated to movement, for example, the heart and sensory nerves. Moreover, other types of neurodegenerative diseases, such as Parkinson's or ALS, are known to be directly associated with myriad non-motor symptoms, including some that severely impact quality of life. However, in the case of adults with SMA, a systematic evaluation of the prevalence and significance of non-motor symptoms has not yet been reported. In the study, researchers in Germany set out to investigate if SMA could also be associated with non-motor symptoms. The team worked with a group of 70 adults with SMA types 2 and 3, and 59 age and sex-matched healthy individuals as controls, and they all completed a 30-item questionnaire. These questions would normally be used to evaluate the burden of non-motor symptoms, like gastrointestinal or sleep complaints, and would be found in people with Parkinson's or ALS. The total burden of non-motor symptoms was similar between patients with SMA and the controls. In addition, the researchers found that the total non-motor symptom burden was unrelated to the disease severity. However, certain questionnaire items, including swallowing difficulties, falling, or swelling legs, were reported more frequently in people with SMA than among those who did not have the disease. In contrast, the frequency of neuropsychiatric complaints was similar in both of the groups, but no significant difference in the total questionnaire score was found between those who had SMA type 2 and those who had type 3. This indicated a similar burden of non-motor symptoms among the two groups. But overall, the prevalence of non-motor symptoms in adult patients with SMA was still generally low. However, swelling legs might be relevant in SMA, and it needs to be studied further. Other studies, including structured interviews and detailed instrument-based measurements of other non-motor symptoms, are warranted. This helps to unravel the amount of actual and subclinical symptoms in adults with SMA.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. The following is a topic from the SMA News Today Forums in the Adults with SMA subforum. Okay, so when I graduated from college a few years ago, I went back and forth on whether or not I wanted to pursue grad school. Ultimately, I decided not to, and I was fortunate to acquire a full-time job at this site's parent company a few months later. Still, while I don't intend to go for another degree, I do miss taking classes. I have, however, thought about taking some online and in-person classes for fun. About a month ago, I watched a free webinar class that one of my favorite voice actors taught. It was great, and I'm looking for more opportunities like this. Once I have some more time on my hands, I want to try Masterclass. The Neil Gaiman one, where he teaches writing and storytelling, is at the top of my list. I read all the time, but learning in general makes me more motivated. What about you all? Does anyone here take classes that pertain to a special interest or art? We would love for you to share your experiences here in the SMA News Today forums. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.